This episode of Two Beers Till Takeoff is sponsored by No Days Wasted, a leader in the hangover supplement industry. Listeners can now get 15% off their next purchase by using promo code 2BEERS, that's 2BEERS, BEERS in capital, at checkout. Live life or your next trip to the maximum with No Days Wasted.
Hello and welcome to 2BS Till Takeoff, the podcast inspired by conversations overheard at the airport bar. Join Phil as he grabs a couple of beers and chats with interesting people from around the world, sharing expert knowledge and hilarious stories that you won't find in your guidebook. So pull up a stool and get ready for an adventure as we explore worlds of travel and beyond with 2BS Till Takeoff.
4 hours in a Taliban headquarters.
I had dog meat in Laos.
Was it Golden Retriever?
Smack a dirty old smooch on our beautiful fish right here.
He didn't die, but he fell down the side of the mountain.
Hello and welcome to Two Beers Till Takeoff. My name is Phil, and in this episode, I will be unveiling the last of the travel guide series. Last week, we covered my favorite festivals around the world every month of the year. And in this episode, you'll be getting my favorite destinations to visit and when to go. Next week, we're back to interviews and travel stories. But before we jump into it, I just wanted to update you on a story from earlier in the season, the ayahuasca episode. If you haven't heard that one, it's among one of the most downloaded episode, and it's episode number 29. In that episode, I told my experience of taking ayahuasca and that whatever I communicated with told me that I had cancer and I needed to go get it checked out once I got back from Peru. For context, previous to the experience, I had pain in a spot in my head. I went to the doctor, got a CT scan, and I apparently have no masses or any cancer in my head. The doctor believes that this is due to a concussion that I experienced last summer. So after getting this news, I asked myself, like, why did it tell me I had cancer? What was the point of telling me this? Well, looking back on my life within these past few months, my life's completely changed from that time. I think a part of me was living like there's a chance I might die from this. It helped me focus on being in the best shape possible. So I drank less, I started boxing, started running, going to the gym, and I was the most active I've ever been in my life. I also signed up to do a half and full marathon, which were bucket list items for me. A wise man once said, every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes that he just has one. And maybe that's what it took for me to realize, you know, if you want something in life, you can't wait for the right time or for when you're ready. You need to go now because you never know when your time's up. I know we dived into some heavy shit right there, but now that we're all in the same mindset, let's go get you some travel ideas for the coming year. All right, let's start in January. And for January, we're doing Tanzania, the ultimate bush, beach, and mountain experience. January is a perfect time to go on safari, visit the beautiful beaches of Zanzibar, and also climb Kilimanjaro Mountain. So this is like a 3-4 week itinerary, which could look like, doing a week in the Serengeti National Park, one of Africa's best animal reserves. 5 to 10 days, we'll carve that out for climbing Africa's tallest mountain, Kilimanjaro, which comes in at nearly 6,000 meters. From my research, this is a mountain that requires some training. 50% of climbers experience altitude sickness during their experience. Jacqueline and I actually, we did some climbing earlier in the year, last year, and we climbed to 4,200 meters and 4,600 meters while in Peru, and she was definitely one of those that was impacted, unfortunately, by altitude sickness. Shitty part of that is that there's actually no way to prepare for altitude sickness other than by staying hydrated and limiting alcohol intake. To end the trip, let's do a week on the beach in Zanzibar sipping cocktails. If you haven't seen Zanzibar or the local pronunciation of Unguja, Google that shit. Crystal blue water, white sandy beaches, absolute paradise. Some advice though from backpacker Ben, don't eat the tuna. We went hot for January, so now let's go with a colder option for February. Let's go to my Canadian Rocky Mountains to ski or snowboard. Homer pick alert. I've been to a few mountain ranges in my life, like I just kind of talked about. And the Rockies are the ones that blew me away. This happens too often, right? When something's in your own country, in your backyard, we sometimes devalue it because it's familiar, it's nearby. But when you get there and see how massive these mountains are, it's jaw-dropping. So let's do Banff for Sunshine Village. Lake Louise, and then end at Whistler and Whistler Blackcomb. World class. Don't expect it to be cheap, but this is bucket list level stuff. In 2012, I did an ATV trip up the Rocky Mountains in Hinton, Alberta, and it was insane. We got to the top of the mountains, and the views were mind-blowing. We saw all sorts of animals, like mountain goats, rams. It was just so cool. As a person who's seen most of Canada, this region gets my seal of approval as the most beautiful region in Canada. All right, so for March, let's get weird. Let's head to Central Asia for the wonderful sport of buzkashi. No idea why ESPN hasn't caught on to this one yet, but let me paint a picture. Imagine this, 100 or so people on horseback, armed with whips, all chasing after a headless goat, attempting to carry it to the other team's goal. It's essentially headless goat polo. It's muddy, chaotic, and weird as hell. But hey, isn't that why we travel? To have new experiences and see cool stuff. The event that I'm going to feature happens in Tajikistan, the center of buzkashi culture. So on Navruz, a day to celebrate the first day of spring, a big game, aka the Super Bowl of headless goat polo, is played near Hizor Fortress near the Kyrgyzstan border. Grab a couple of beers, a couple buddies, and let's go tailgating. Sounds like a new March Madness to me. You can find buzkashi in most Stan countries, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and games typically go from November to early April. It's April, baby, and let's go check off a wonder of the world. Let's go to Petra in Jordan. This time of the year is perfect weather-wise to go explore. For those who don't know what Petra is, it's a famous archaeological site and was the capital of the Nabataean kingdom. The Nabataeans were a nomadic tribe who grasped the potential of a position on the trade routes between Arabia and the Mediterranean. By the first century BC, their city of Petra had grown rich on the profits of silk, perfumes, and oils. The Romans, feeling the threat of these people, took over the city in AD 106, and that was the end of the Nabataeans. Most people do Petra during the day, and that's fine, but don't overlook doing it at night. Also, there's a lot of cool stuff around Petra, including wilderness hikes and trips around the desert near Wadi Rum. Let's do that for a week, and then let's go do a week in Amman, hanging with our buddy Yahya, and let's get some shawarma. So for May, we're heading to Czech Republic. Am I aging myself by calling now Czechia Czech Republic? I guess it's the equivalent of my parents calling it Czechoslovakia. But anyways, one of my favorite countries in Europe. For those who don't know, Czechia uses the koruna, which is less than a euro, typically meaning that your dollar will go further and you can enjoy yourself a bit more when vacationing here. Back in 2012 when I was there, Prague wasn't really a blue chip travel destination yet on the travel scene. Now it's a favorite for a lot of Europeans and visitors of Europe. I decided to pick going in May because it's the perfect time before the summer rush. And it also the weather's really great during that time too. Something also to consider for hockey fans is depending on the schedule, you may be able to catch a Czech league game. I didn't get to see one in person when I was there, but I saw a game in the second largest city in Czechia, Brno, from the main square. They installed huge TVs and have beer and food vendors on site. And it was just a huge party. Prague has legendary nightlife, having one of the largest nightclubs in Europe, having 7 floors. It's a great place to lose your friends. Another reason to go to Prague during May is for their spring music festival. One of my regrets was not getting to see live classical music when I was there. Mozart once said, "My orchestra is in Prague." Don't miss this festival if you appreciate classical music. For June, let's go with an impossible to miss destination. Let's go to the Dalmatian coast in Croatia. June is a perfect time of the year to go because the weather averages in the 20s and it's one of the driest months of the year. And also, crowds haven't flocked yet to this heaven on earth. This is an important fact because in the summer months, One of Croatia's top touristic attraction, Dubrovnik's historic city center, sometimes it closes its gates. That's how beautiful this spot is and how many people flock to see King's Landing if you're a Game of Thrones fan. So one tip I'd actually give you is do yourself a favor by maximizing your experience and watch Game of Thrones if you're planning to come here. You'll get the preview of beautiful Roman ruins, Venetian palaces, Byzantine churches, crystal clear blue beaches, and a constant warm but dry climate. In my opinion, this country is Italy-esque, not to minimize Italy, but it's the same climate, similar foods, similar wines, but at a better price point. Italians hearing this are probably going, vaffanculo, but that's just my opinion. Start at the top of the peninsula in Pula for a food experience. Avoid Zagreb, the capital. It's landlocked. We're here for the beaches, right? Do the islands for relaxing. And my favorite was Corčula. Breathtaking beaches, mountains, and a really good pace of life. Head down the coast to Dubrovnik. And to avoid the higher accommodation costs of Dubrovnik, I suggest heading down south to a town called Savtat. This small little town is a perfect getaway from the crowds and is only 20 minutes by bus from Dubrovnik. You can go to the beach there. It's a rocky beach, but I mean, that's most of the beaches in this region are rocky, and it has really good restaurants, and it's a life hack. There's so much more to do in Croatia. I could talk about it for hours, including other islands, Krka National Park, and more. What a spot. For July, let's start off in Mongolia. Mongolia has a short summer, and so July is the month you want to go. July is also a great time to go because of the Naram Festival, which celebrates the Mongolian sports of horse racing, archery, and wrestling. Horse racing participants run across the vast open grasslands and dress in Genghis Khan warrior-style costumes. That sounds amazing. Another cool activity to do in Mongolia is to go live with the nomads. The nomads accommodate you in their gers, which is the homemade tents. And from the people that I've talked to that have this experience, you can expect them to try to get you drunk on yak milk vodka drinks. Bucket list item for me. We can't forget about the Gobi Desert's beautiful sand dunes also being a part of this country. So many surprises in this country, and I can't wait to go. For August, let's go down to Peru for some rainforest adventures. We begin in Iquitos to go to the rainforest and to do some ayahuasca. This is the end of the rainy season, and the Amazon River will still be pretty high. The deeper you go into the jungle, the better chances you get to see some animals like the tapir and jaguars. So for example, when we went in the dry season, we were less likely to see jaguars because the river levels were so low and we couldn't get to some of the crevices of the Amazon River. In the jungle, you'll get to see all sorts of cool wildlife, including birds, monkeys, dolphins, spiders, snakes, crocodiles, and more. If you're planning to do ayahuasca, book it while you're there. Iquitos is the capital of ayahuasca in the world, and it is legal to do so. It's also culturally accepted there. It's something that people do on the regular. An option if you want to do a different rainforest, go to Manu National Park, which is in the west of the country. This park has more rules. You have to stay in certain lodging when you go, and you have to hire a guide. But you get to see some different types of animals. So from Cusco, you're looking at about 10 to 15 hours by car, but you can see giant otters, spider monkeys, and all sorts of different types of birds. And this is, I guess, an option if you have time, but let's do Machu Picchu if you can, or the Inca Trail. It's great to do this time of the year, and it's great to do unless the country is in a major protest and everybody's blocking the roads like they were just doing. For September, gobble gobble baby, we're going to Turkey. From the beautiful Lycian coast to the hot air balloons of Cappadocia, to the metropolis of Istanbul, Turkey has it all. Amazing food, coffee, architecture, beaches, and weather. A cool activity you can do is hire a Turkish gule, which is it looks almost like a traditional Mediterranean boat, and it's common to travel the vessel to view the Lycian Way go from inlet to inlet. Tours around that region will include visiting historical sites from the Greek and Roman empires and villages untouched by tourism. What a dream. The Lycian Way has been listed as one of the best hiking trails around the world. So get some donor into you, bud, and go visit Turkey. All right, for October, we're going down under. It's almost their summer, so let's go before it gets scorching hot. Australia is an absolute spot. The only downside is that it's so far away, which if you look at it in another perspective, it can be viewed as a positive. It just means you have to stay longer, right? This area of the world has amazing people. Anytime I've ever met Australians in hostels, they've always been beauties and always down for a couple beers. Now, things to do here. Let's start up north and do the Great Barrier Reef. One of the natural wonders of the world, it happens to be a combination of 2,500 coral species, home to over 400 different types of coral and 15 species of fish. You can also find turtles, whales, and sharks there. Finish off the trip on the Gold Coast crushing expensive Foster's and Vegemite sandwiches. Cheers, cunts. For October, I'm giving you a bonus. This one I had to add. This place is south of Oaxaca, and in October, it is still hot and perfect to see less crowds and enjoy beautiful beaches. Couple tacos, couple chelas, amigos. This spot is called Puerto Escondido and has been heating up on the backpacker scene. This spot called Puerto Escondido has it all. It's a surf paradise, beach town, and all-around good vibes is what you will be experiencing when you go there. I think this is like the perfect spot for those who are familiar with going to Mexico but have only done resorts. Venture off to the real Mexico on the Pacific coast and mix it up with locals in this hidden gem that will soon not be so hidden. For November, we're going to Vietnam. Going to Nam, baby, the home of the world's cheapest beer on Beer Street and the cheapest country in Southeast Asia. November also happens to be the driest month here, so let's hammer down. This country has it all: affordability, history, culture, and legendary motorbike routes that unlock beautiful views. So let's do the Hajang Loop on motorbike, party it up in Ho Chi Minh City over a bowl of pho. Can't wait to visit this absolute gem. December, the last one, and we're going to finish off in an epic fashion. To ring in the new year, we're going down to the heat of Brazil. To start the trip, let's relax a bit on Copacabana Beach, or if you're Sid must be yelling at me right now for saying Copacabana, but let's go to Flamengo Beach in Rio to get our tan and our drink on. We're also going to watch a football game at the famous Maracana Stadium, and let's go trek up to visit another one of the seven wonders of the world in the Christ the Redeemer. After some chill time, we are now heading north to Belo Horizonte, which is one of the cities in the world with the most bars per capita. We are crushing as much Brazilian barbecue as we can and hitting up churrascarias for some meat sweats. We're going to cap off the trip with a New Year's Eve back in Rio de Janeiro. There we'll be celebrating Réveillon, which essentially is a huge samba party on the beach. 2 million people gather to party, dance, and watch the fireworks as New Year rings in. That sounds amazing. And to finish, I guess now that I've told you my list of destinations for 2023, if I'd have to pick somebody, let's say I won the lottery and I got to pick three destinations to experience, these are the ones I'm going with. Number one, I'm going to Vietnam. This one's been on my list for some time and I'm going to have to cross it off. Number two, I'm going to Turkey to sail and trek along the Lycian coast and visit Istanbul. And number three, I'm going to the bush, beach, and mountain experience in Tanzania. See you in Zanzibar. That's the list, folks. I'll be posting a recap on social for those who are interested. Cheers, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Two Beers Till Takeoff. Do you want free additional content or just to stay connected with the show? Then give us a follow on our social media platform. That means TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. Are you in need of podcast production services, video editing, or anything in between? Then look no further than Strut Sound Productions, the official producer of the Two Beers Till Takeoff podcast. Music produced by Alex Gagne. Check out his work in our show notes. Voiceover done by Viking Leo K. See you next week on Two Beers Till Takeoff.